Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Haters are gonna hate, baby. It's just the way it is, unfortunately. Welcome back to the show this week. I want to talk to you today about really living for you. Stop living for everybody else, okay? Maybe this is resonating with you. If not, there's probably areas of your life that you are holding yourself back. So if you're out there living your life for you, good on you. Awesome. You're out there getting out of your comfort zone. Maybe you're living your passion. But if you're not, then you're probably really, really holding yourself back for other people. Okay. That's usually the reason that people are not living their passion. Now, even if you're living your passion, like I am living my passion, I know I'm doing what I was born to do. I still catch myself holding myself back sometimes, and I have to constantly push myself out of my comfort zone. So whatever side of the spectrum you're on, whether you're totally hiding or you're just kind of hiding or you're living your passion, but you could be really out there even more, then this episode is for you. Okay. So here's the thing. It's a vibrational thing. So if you're living life big, if you're going after things that are exciting, then there are people that are going to hate you for that because you are a reminder to them that they're not willing to show up for themselves. They're not willing to do what you're willing to do. And they're going to be very jealous. It's going to be a trigger because you're a mirror for them. So you are going to be reminding them that they're playing small in their life. So it has nothing to do with you, honey. They're actually jealous of you. So it's a vibrational thing. So there is something that is called the vibrational emotional scale. If you're not familiar with it, go ahead and search on it. Look at the images. Get jiggy with that vibrational emotional scale because our life is truly made up of that. That's the human journey right there. It's going to show you the dominating vibrations, and you're going to be able to see where are you living on that scale. And if you are in sadness, in pain, in shame, guilt, fear, or are you in joy, in love, in peace, in excitement? You know, are you living a zestful life, right? You're going to be able to look on that scale and see where you're living. I know for me, I've bounced around. It's been quite a journey. I've been kind of all over that scale. But if somebody is at a level of guilt, guilt and shame are at the bottom of the barrel, and I've been there before, okay, and you are at the level of joy, they are not going to want to be in your presence. They're going to not like you so much, most likely, right? You're going to bug them. And so does that mean you want to go down to where they're at? No. But once you understand this, then you can stop taking things so personal and realize that you're going to live more free because you're going to be able to live your life for you. Because really, at the end of the day, if you're trying to placate to other people, which most people do, most people really care what others think of them. And so they want to stay in their little shell, right? But there's people that have been able to really bust through those ceilings and bust through that comfort zone and get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? Let's fast forward to the end of your life, whenever that may be. You never know, you know, you never know. Life is a journey and you could be here for many, many more years, decades, or you could be here for a very short amount of time. But whenever that moment is, you're going to get to the other side and you're going to be able to look back on your life. I believe we all have a life review and we're able to see the life that we've just lived. And you're going to be thinking one of two things. You're either going to be thinking, man, dang it, I missed the mark, which, by the way, that is the definition of sin. If you look up sin and look at the actual definition, it is missing the mark, right? But missing the mark of my glory, of my passion, of what I really came here to do. I didn't do it. I chickened out. I got complacent. I got stuck in my own insecurities, in my own comfort zone. I got stuck, right? You're either going to be thinking that, or you're going to be thinking, wow, what a beautiful journey. Look at all the things I experienced. Look at all the growth I had. Look at all of the people I helped along the way, the people that I was able to make precious memories with. You're going to be able to look at your experiences, and which one are you going to have? I am in front of your face for a reason with this message, or, you know, you're listening to me, which, by the way, if you're listening to this on YouTube, please hit subscribe. Leave a comment, like it, whatever you are inclined to do. I would really, really appreciate that. But I'm here giving you this message for an important reason, because you are most likely holding yourself back for other people. Look, I get criticized. I do. I have thicker skin, as my husband would say. You got to get some thick skin, right? But I have gotten more comfortable with that criticism. And I'm not saying nothing bothers me. Like my last event, I had someone reach out to me and they sent me a really nasty email. And I didn't know this person. I've never met this person. I honestly didn't even know if this person was even at the event because I had no idea who she was. But I also got so many other messages and emails and comments of people that had a great experience that I helped. And so honestly, it's like, which one are you going to focus on? That one comment that was a hater, or all of the people that they love you and they're fans and they're friends and they're your tribe? So which one are you going to focus on? Really, it comes down to that. And truly, it's only uncomfortable, like really uncomfortable, for a little bit. I promise. Trust me on that. It's only uncomfortable for a little bit. Anybody who has really done something great in their life, look at the athletes or people that have been on stage. It's like they had to push through that, what I call tunnel of fear. Or somebody that's a coach or a speaker or a teacher or anybody that, like, maybe they're even an online influencing through different messages or whatever. But that first message, that first video was uncomfortable for them. And the second one was still uncomfortable. The third was probably less. And then by their 10th video, they were like, ah, this is fine, right? And then on and on. It's like it's only uncomfortable for a small amount of time. You can choose whether you crawl, walk, or run through that tunnel of fear. It's from being on that space, that side where you're looking and you're like, oh no, this is going to be scary. Or you just freaking run through that tunnel of fear, get to the other side, and you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. So I'm going to give you three things to do to start getting out of your comfort zone, to start stepping into your passion, your purpose, whatever it is. I want you to think of something. What do you want to do? But you're scared to do it. Okay. Think about that. So maybe you're scared of being seen. Okay. So I want you to think of something that you want to do, but you're scared of what other people will think. So maybe this is, you know, singing a song, writing a book, whatever it is. I want you to take out a notepad and jot down these three things for you to do. Number one, I want you to look at your critics. Okay. What do I mean by that? Because you might go, well, I don't know who my critics are. You do. I promise. They're there. They're on your shoulder, right? You got the angel and the devil on your shoulder. Just look at the devil. Who's your devil? Who are those people that when you think about doing something, you think about them talking about you or laughing at you or putting you down behind your back or to your face, either one, right? If you get quiet enough and you just take a minute and you think, who is it? Look at them. Okay. When I did this, I saw two people in the beginning of my business when I was like, oh man, I'm going to put myself out there. Oh boy, this is scary, right? Because I realized, man, I'm afraid of what people are going to say. But those people really dialed down to only two people. And then you ask yourself, what are these two people doing with their life? Do I respect how they're showing up? Are they doing something grand? I promise 100% the answer is going to be no. They're not doing something great, because anybody who is successful, who is awesome, who's out there crushing it, they are not going to criticize you. They're going to go, right on, sister, or right on, brother, you keep going. And they're going to actually support you in that because they know what it's like and they're going to respect you. But people that won't respect you, they don't have enough guts, okay, to do what you're doing, okay? So ask yourself, who are they first? And number two, how are they showing up? Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing I want you to do is take your focus from those people and put it on the people that you're going to help instead, the people that you're going to serve. When you attain whatever it is you want to do, this big thing you want to do, or this uncomfortable thing, who are you going to help? How's it going to help other people's lives? Let's say you want to be a singer and you have a profound message and you have these beautiful songs locked within you. I want you to start to focus on those people that are waiting to hear your song to impact their life. Envision them listening to that song, singing along to all the words. Envision them looking at you and dancing to your music. Envision them crying as they hear your profound message or whatever it is. Maybe it's bringing them out of their seriousness and they're having fun because your music's fun. But think about the people you're going to help. Or if you want to start doing messages online, or you want to be a top real estate agent or whatever it is you want to do, who is it that you're going to help? Okay, so focus more on them. Number two. The last thing, number three, that I want you to do, the thing that really, really holds us back is we get what I call the paralysis by analysis, which means you're just analyzing the heck out of it, right? And so you're paralyzed. So you're like, oh, one day I'll do it. One day. No, this week. Okay. I got you. I got your back. I'm your coach right now. So this week, I want to push you. I want you to be accountable to yourself, right? So show up this week, do one thing to move the needle forward. Little by little, you'll get there. And so if you allow yourself to get out of your comfort zone every single week, maybe you give yourself one thing that scares you a little bit and you challenge yourself, you do that this week. And then as soon as you do that, you make another goal for the next week and the next week. And eventually you will look back and you'll be like, wow, I have become way more comfortable with being seen, and you will eventually really start to shine and look back, and before you know it, you're living your purpose and you're helping a lot of people by sharing your gifts with the world. So one more thing, okay? If you have not checked out my Awaken group, we talk about all kinds of personal growth things. We are growing together as a community, and it is such a beautiful space. So check it out. I will drop the link in the show notes. AwakenWithJen.com. Check it out. You will be so happy you did. There you go, my love. Have a fabulous week, and bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.